Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 3rd of May, 1968. And boy, it has been one hectic few days lately. Let me lower this radio just a trifle, blaring. I don't think you'd believe all the nonsense that has been going on the last few days. Let's see. Last Monday, we started out with a phase 2 alert. And all this amounts to is that we put the compound in complete darkness, sort of a drill thing. So at the time this alert was called, I was on the telephone. And a couple men came in, said there was an alert, all lights out. And they proceeded to go through the billet and turn out any lights that were on, which was fine. I continued talking on the phone. And then, before the evening was over, I had to go over to the service club and close that down because this was Jerry's first alert in the club, or any club. And some of the boys were giving her a rough time hiding up in the balcony. We have a little balcony writing area. So anyway, I closed that up, chased them out, locked up, and came on home. Then, and there's the telephone ringing, and it might be for me. I think Cree is going to call me back. Yeah, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, here we go. That phone call was about a half hour ago, and it was for me. It was Cree calling back. Oh, anyhow, where was I? Oh, I think I was saying that we had this phase 2 alert on Monday night. Okay, and then Saturday, this past Saturday, June the 1st, we were supposed to go to the CG's mess. That's the commanding general's mess. And, like, they invite the girls from the division about once a year to a formal dinner. Not formal in a sense that you wear dresses to the floor, but nevertheless, much more sophisticated than in any of the other parties. And I hadn't planned to go because I was going up to Robbie's brigade. They were having Monte Carlo. So I had declined twice the invitation to go. And this is very rare because everybody is expected to go that is invited. Well, then, make a long story short, because none of the other, and I quote, round eyes, were going to the brigade, Robbie and I decided it was best I didn't go, because then it would be quite obvious that I was the only American gal there. So then I said, okay, I'll go to the CG's mess. So that Saturday I was off, and I took a shower and during the afternoon, and, you know, spent all day getting ready to go to the party. And I was going to wear my silver dress that I bought when I was home, because it's still cool here. The weather has been crazy, and it was still cool enough, and I thought, well, I'll wear that, and of course, that's a lovely dress, and everybody in the hooch was getting ready for the big evening. You know, we were getting picked up in a sedan at 6 o'clock. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we find out that the party has been canceled. Not only that, but all the other parties in the area have been canceled. Everything had been canceled, all social events. Well, it turns out that we had some UIs. Those are unidentified individuals. North Korean infiltrators had come through the DMZ again. And, of course, the whole division was put on standby alert. Well, people get all shook up. You know, first they said there were 5 men came through the lines. Then they said 90 men came through. And, of course, they don't really know. And you hear all the scuttlebug and, oh, everybody's running around with guns and steel pots and, you know, the whole bit again. So that blew Saturday night. And, of course, I had lots of things I could do, really, like make a tape for one thing, fix up my closet for another. But I can keep busy, but everybody was so disappointed about not going to the party. So we played cards when the girls asked me, and so I did. We played double solitaire, which I had never played before. And the evening went very well. Then on Sunday, we were still on a standby alert. This was yesterday. And it was complete confusion again because, again, Saturday night I had to go over and close up the club, throw everybody out, report back to the units. Everybody who came in was ordered to be put back to their units, and I closed the club early. And Sunday, the same thing. I opened the club because we do have some men on this compound for coffee call at 10 o'clock in the morning. But then I closed about 7:30 at night because there weren't that many men eligible to come into the club, maybe at just 4 or 5. The rest were standing perimeter guard on this compound. Plus that, yesterday I had a USO show that was scheduled to play in the afternoon at the service club. Well, I assumed it would be canceled, but I couldn't get definite word on it. So along about 2:45, the USO show came, and they weren't even aware that there had been an alert or nothing. They had been stopped on the road, and that was the first time they found out about it, but they still let them come through. So I gathered all the men available on this compound. I made quite a few calls, and the most I could muster up were about 80 men. But they did enjoy the show. And there's some more about that show business, but what I was going to call the show is seen, or almost. They had all of it was good. It really was. And of course, the more obscene the show is, the better the GIs like it. They holler and whistle and, you know, typical GI humor. Well, there were one or two things, that gestures that were made on stage and comments that could have been left out completely. And so I wrote it when I made an evaluation up. And my wording was that the male comedy act is on the verge of becoming a bit obscene. And that was exactly the way I worded it. And the man, Walter Craig, that's his USO show, he was very upset because he does the male comedy routine. Anyway, after the show, when he read my evaluation, which actually he shouldn't even read, the escorting officer gets that, but nevertheless he read it, and he was quite upset about it. And I said, well, why don't you take one or two things out of it? And he agreed that he shouldn't have put them in, and very pleasant man, very pleasant individual. So that was the end of them. They took off. This was Sunday afternoon. And as I said, Sunday night, we closed the club early, and we came back to the Hooch, and we decided we were going to the movies. And again, here, I don't care that much for the movies, but everybody was kind of bored, and everybody's a little jumpy, and so on and so forth. And I said, okay, I'll go along. And, you know, I have so many things I can do by myself. I have not been bored yet. But anyway, so we were just getting ready to go out the door to the movies, and the electricity goes off. We had no power whatsoever, no radios, no lights, no nothing. So we walked over to the movie anyhow, because it's just 5 minutes over here on this compound. And of course they can't run the movies because there's no power. So we stood about a half hour and the power did not come back on. So we came back to the Hooch. And oh, this is so funny, Duchess, because here we are, you know, there are about 8 women, 7 of us here now, I guess. And we're all running around in the dark because I have a big candle that Micah had given me a while back. And I lit that, and it was pretty good as far as my room was concerned. Plus I have a flashlight that I, you know, everybody should have one because we lose the power quite a bit. Well, so everybody was bumping into things, and I took a shower and took my candle in the bathroom, took a shower. And you know, here we don't have our towels and stuff in the bathroom. You more or less have to bring it every time you go, because the bathroom's located in the center of the building, so you have to carry your towel, your washcloth, whatever you want with you. So usually it takes me 2 or 3 trips before I have everything. And this time I thought, well, I have everything with me. So I got in, took my shower with the candle glowing just outside the shower curtain. And when I got out of the shower, I had no towel. Come on in.
Hey, you just give me... Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Come on in, what's the matter? No, I'm not sleeping, I'm taping. Would you like to say a few words on the mic? Come on. Duchess, this is Mary Goldsmith, and she's now making her entrance, her debut, and she's going to say a few words to you on the microphone. Mary,
so you're on. Sorry that I messed up this
Come on.
Tape.
You haven't. Come on, she'll be delighted to hear you.
Oh, Anne, all I
Her name is Phyllis. That's her picture right there on the left.
Oh.
And why don't you say a few words to Phyllis?
Phyllis, hello.
Hey, I don't know if it's picking up.
No, all I want to know is what's the service club number that they answer.
Nobody's there. Service club is closed. I close it down at 7:30, 8 o'clock. We're closed.
Really
We're all, everything's closed on Compound. Nobody's on.
I was going to call Kent.
No. Try, I don't know where he'd be. CQ?
He might be at the workshop.
Yeah, so why don't you try it? So that's quite all right, Mary. Well, that's the way it goes, Duchess. Every time I've had 85 interruptions already since I started to make this tape days ago. Really. It's, you know, it's constant something or other going on. Anyhow, where in the world was I? Let me see how much I have. Oh, I think I have enough left on this tape yet. I lose my trend of thought on this, and can't remember what I was saying to you. Oh, so anyhow, I took my shower, and when I came out, no towel, and my candle went out. So there I was in the dark, soaking wet, and I used my bathrobe. Remember the pink terry cloth bathrobe that I made? I mean, that I bought when I was home. Well, that came in very handy because I just dried myself with that. And then a couple of the gals got together in my room, and we all had a stiff drink, and we went to bed. Well, about 12:30, this was last night, 12:30, this USO group that had gone up to RC2 to put on a performance had broken down on their way back, and they put them in here because there aren't any other women's billets in the area. And so they had to be put up in beds and whatnot. All, you know, and meanwhile, the power had come back on, the electrical power. Anyhow, it was a crazy night in the dark. It really was the funniest thing. We get hysterical laughing here. See, we're still on a standby alert. So everybody was saying, oh, the North Koreans have cut the lines, and that's why we don't have any power, and this, that, and the other thing. You know, nobody really knows, see, but everybody's got an answer to it. Then this morning when I got up, I invited these two female type people from the Red USO show into my room for a hot cup of tea because they were freezing. They didn't have enough blankets last night, and they were pretty shook up too. So that's where I left them this morning at 8 o'clock. I went down to Seoul. I think this tape is going to run out, and I'll just flip it on the other side. I can't tell. I'm practically in the dark again tonight. I have power. That's why I can make the tape. Let me just take a look at it. Okay, I have a little bit left to go. But anyway, they were pretty upset about this.